The amount of marijuana smoked, eaten, and otherwise consumed in Washington each year is double the original projections. That's according to a long-awaited study out today from the RAND Corporation. The findings come as Washington prepares to license hundreds of new marijuana businesses. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If there is such a thing, the typical pot smoker in Washington is a white male, 35 or younger, with some college education, and he smokes a lot more weed than anyone thought. That's the composite that emerges from the RAND Corporation's report titled Before the Grand Opening, a reference to Washington's new pot marketplace set to open next year. The study's lead author is Bo Kilmer. He says RAND's estimate this year, before any pot stores open, is Washingtonians will consume about 175 metric tons of marijuana.
And if you think about that in terms of half-gram joints, that'd be about 350 million joints.
The RAND study also concludes that 80% of that pot is consumed by just 20% of the users. Washington's Liquor Control Board previously decided to limit production to 80 metric tons a year. This study won't change that. The assumption is regulated retail stores will only capture about a quarter of the marijuana market in the first year. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.